Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
Yes, and that includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful
and consult your doctors.
We love ProCare. You guys know this. And guess what? They have a brand new product out and it tastes like an orange Tic Tac.
That's right. I have got it in my hot little hands right now. It's their easy to swallow tablet in citrus grove. And both of us have fully switched over to it.
We had to because it's easy to swallow, doesn't stick, and it has 45 milligrams of iron. And we both need that.
Yes, we do. So go to procarenow.com to take care of all your bariatric body needs. And our code is the only one that gets you a full 15% off. So use code OSLP at checkout.
Are you located in the Florida area?
Well, we have the perfect office for you. Dr. Fridley and his wife, Macy, have created the perfect welcoming and safe place for your bariatric journey.
That's right. So click on the link below to start your weight loss journey now. And don't forget to tell them that the OSLP's girls sent you.
Welcome back, OSLP family.
Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Maha.
And okay, so today we kind of have an important topic. It kind of goes along with what we've been talking about with like the GLP-1s and like
struggles
and regain and all of that stuff.
Well, because we've been talking a lot about it just over this weekend, like,
yeah,
like how we feel. What we should do differently. Mm-hmm. Should we be calling the doctor at Roe to like figure something different out?
Yeah.
Because the GLP-1s they're not the same as the ones that you were taking prior.
Yeah. We're taking semaglutide where before I was taking tirzepatide.
Yeah. That's what we were taking. So learning a new medicine and like just dealing with it. So this is like perfect.
And I was actually going to say I got a question on my Instagram and I was going to actually read it and, that's going to be a beast to try to find.
Why?
Because I don't remember her name. Let's see.
That's fine. You'll find her.
I'll find her.
You'll
but
find her.
What the topic of today is that how do you go from living in a smaller body when you hit your lowest?
Yeah, what that feels like.
Like, and I'm not going to say goal weight because we don't always hit our goal weight, but we always have a lowest.
The lowest you'll hit, yeah.
So we know that there's like a bounce back. Mm-hmm. So you can gain anywhere from 10 to 15 pounds back.
And they say that's super normal.
Super normal. So if you're experiencing that, super normal.
That's just your body just like settling down mm-hmm. and figuring out where it likes to be at.
Yes. So how do you go from that to then regaining and living in a bigger body again?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. Because none of us want to go back. That was like everybody's biggest fear.
Yep.
Is regaining all of it mm-hmm. and our friends and families being jerks about it and saying how like, I knew you couldn't do it or
uh-huh.
other people just being like, yep, see, told you so.
Uh-huh.
And I know that goes through my head because I was judged a fuck ton as I was younger and going into this. Like mm-hmm. I didn't have full support. So
you did not.
It's like really frustrating, especially when you do regain. Like I was proud that I maintained for 3 years
mm-hmm.
and then this gain like fucking was a bitch because it like brought up a bunch of old feelings, a bunch of shit like when I was bigger and how I felt and like was I okay and what should I do and mm-hmm. do I say anything yet? Can I get this under control myself mm-hmm. before it gets out of control?
Which, newsflash, you can't.
You can't. You need help.
You need help.
Because I did not get better.
And I didn't either when I regained.
No.
I ignored the scale.
Yep.
I ignored all of the signs that I was gaining.
Yep, the warning signs and the red flags
I got
on herself.
I got this. Yeah. I can handle this.
I know
this.
All the things. Especially with us, it's hard because, like, when you're, you know, helping people all the time.
Yeah.
You forget, one, about yourself. And then two, like, yes, you might know all the things, but putting it all in practice is a whole different set of skills.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same.
They are not the same. And I feel like the moment that I asked for help, the moment I started using the tribe and working with Jamie, mm-hmm. the moment that I started working with David, my therapist, all of those things played a part. And then, of course, the GLP-1 obviously played a part into it, a big part into it.
Yeah.
But you can't do it on your own.
Mm-mm. And you can't do it without talking about it either. Mm-mm. Because I was in silence for like 9 months. Mm-hmm. And then finally, once I released it, I felt so much better.
Oh, 100%.
I felt so much better. And then I felt better around you guys. I felt normal again. I was like, yes, we all know, but everyone knows we're all going to work on it.
Yeah.
So it was like a breath of fresh air to finally say something, but it was scary to even say it.
It is. It is. Yeah. And we do have a platform where we talk to a lot of people.
Yes.
When we're recording. And so it is very vulnerable to come on here and say, I'm not perfect.
Yep.
I regained. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, it was the first regain was 60 pounds.
Right.
That was half of my weight loss.
Yep.
Like that right there, like still to this day, like hits me in the gut. Like that was 60 fucking pounds.
Yeah.
That was 60 fucking pounds. That's half of my weight loss. And how I figured that out, I fucking got past myself and I stepped on the scale.
Yeah, you finally were like, fuck it. I need to know.
Yeah, because if you don't step on the scale, the weight loss isn't, the regain isn't happening.
Isn't real, yeah.
It isn't real.
It's not real.
Yeah.
The scale didn't tell me because I didn't step on it.
Yeah. Fine. And so when you get push past that feeling and be like, well, I need, because I kind of felt like you at that moment of like, I need the data.
Yeah.
Because if I don't have the data, I can't do anything about it.
Yep.
And then when I finally stepped on the scale and I was like, oh, fuck, 60 pounds.
That's
what do I do with that?
What do you do with that now? Because I know when I looked at the scale, I was just mortified.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to cry.
Mm-hmm. The same.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Because, I mean, and you don't have to answer this, but how much did you gain back in your regain?
Like, so the gain back, I would say is a total, because I know, because I finally got on the scale, it's on my calendar.
Yes.
I would say that really helped. As much as it hurt to put the numbers on the thing, I gained 40.
Okay.
So that was really a hard pill to swallow. And then seeing it on my calendar, and for some reason, I was worried that other people were going to see it on my calendar and then start judging.
Talking about you?
Yeah. I don't know. And like, who goes into my room?
Like, that's what I was just going to say. Like her calendar is in her bedroom.
It's in my room, literally by my makeup. Like, no one that goes in there is going to judge me, because there's like a handful of people that go into my room.
Well, and you're the only one that knows what that number means.
That's true. They don't know, because I actually put how many units I take from row right underneath it. So it has my weight and then it says.
Yeah, but I mean, nobody's going to know. It's not like you're saying weight. Da 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 da.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Row units. Da da da. No, you're the only one that
knows it. Knows that. But isn't that like the irrational fears that we have that still stick with you from when you were bigger. You know, like the big brain is what I call it. Like she was like, don't write it down. They're all gonna make fun of you.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh no. And then when I did it, I was like, this is fine. It's just a number. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Like the journey starts again.
Yep.
And that's when I felt so much better.
It's like, okay, let's go.
Yep.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
So
for me, it was, and it's always been like this. It's the photos.
Mm.
Like I can track in my photos my highest before surgery, my lowest after surgery, when I started gaining.
Yep.
When I started Mounjaro, started losing. And then when I started regaining again.
Yep.
Like I track it in the photos. I can see it in my face. I can see it in my arms. I can see it.
The arms. I fucking hate the arms.
I hate the arms. Because my arms actually get really nice when I lose weight.
Yeah, we both do.
Yeah. And I love having my arms. But, you know, I've got to tell you, I am very excited for this winter season.
So like, we don't have to show our arms anymore.
So I can wear hoodies and sweatshirts, right? And then also, guys, the baby bird hair, God, like you all might be asking yourselves, why do these girls love Just Meat so much? Well, we're going to tell you.
Yeah, because so much freaking flavor, guys. Yes, like it is insane. And I love to cook. And this has cut down my cooking time like in half. Literally the meat part, 2 to 3 minutes.
Who doesn't want that for cooking? And I love, love, love the fact as a single person, I can cook one pack and eat that for the rest of the day, the rest of the week.
Yeah.
The rest of the week, people. And I love that it comes straight to your door. I don't have to go to the grocery store. I don't know about you, but I don't like going to the grocery store.
No.
So having this delivered is ultimate.
It is ultimate. And you just go to justmeats.co, pick out all your different flavors. Mm-hmm. You can really mix and match what you want. And then use OSLP25 for you to get $25 off your order.
Go now.
Are you feeling a little sluggish? Little lack of protein? Little lack of caffeine? Well, we got the fix for that.
That's right. Dive Bar Nutrition has the best protein bars. They have caffeine, protein, and they taste delicious.
So head on over to divebarnutrition.com and use code OSLP at checkout.
I'm over it. I'm ready for hat season. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to just put some beanies over the top of it.
Yep.
And just not have to straighten it. And like, you know, when it's like baby, got this little tiny straightener and you're trying to do it.
If you were on YouTube right now, you would have seen what she was doing.
I mean,
and boy, that was really funny, guys.
Like, this is actually getting long up here.
It really is.
But like back here, we got little baby hairs.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to put it on a fucking beanie. Just throw that shit on and let it just do its thing.
Well, because like that's the one thing people don't like. We talk about hair loss, but we don't talk about how like if you regain and then lose again.
Mm-hmm. All over again.
It's all over again.
Yep.
When you go on a GLP-1, it's
all over again.
If you get COVID, it's all over again. So like from 2020. Yeah. Till now, it's been 4.5 years, and we both, and probably everybody listening, has dealt with hair loss. Stop and go. And it's fucking annoying. It's like the worst.
Yeah, it is the worst. But then it's like, why am I mad my hair's coming back in?
I know, right?
Like, why am I mad at this? But I mean, guys.
Because it's taking its sweet ass time.
Look at this shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's really taking, my hair does not grow fast.
No. And like Amy over this weekend, I got my hair done and I do
how did it go?
Growth right in here, she said. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's yours. It's like the little guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. And then she's like, Melanie, though, this is a good thing. And I was like, okay. And then I go, am I bald in the back? And she's like, no.
Turn around. Let me see. Not at all.
I know. But I saw a picture of me at Pop in Kentucky, a side view. And it's probably just my brain, but I was like, oh, I can see a little bit of a bald spot. I missed it with my hair.
No, this is what happens. Your hair is so fucking shiny.
Yeah.
That in certain lights, I could see why you would think that.
Okay.
But your hair is fucking shiny. Yeah,
she's like, Mel, and she made me take a mirror and look at it and like say, I have hair. Like, yeah. Amy was all about it. She's good. Like, stop it, Melanie.
Yeah.
Because we are hard on ourselves and you just don't know. You're like, mm-hmm. Are they not telling me? Is this shit wrong?
Well, and that goes back in when you're living back in a bigger body again. And it doesn't matter if it's 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 60 pounds, whatever it is.
It's just regain in general.
You're back living in a bigger body than what you were at, right?
Yep. Big male brain is back.
My brain goes, is why hasn't anybody told me?
What do you mean?
I want people to tell me, hey, girl, you're gaining weight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, because I can see it, but I need other people. Like, in my brain, I'm like, why has nobody told me?
Well, we're around you a lot, so sometimes it's harder for us to see it.
Oh, 100%. Because I didn't see your 40.
Yeah.
Like
it's all in my arms, and now I have back boobs. I think that's what they're called, right? Is that what we call them? The back ones?
I didn't call them that, but I like the name.
I think Netta said that.
Okay, that makes sense.
I got it from Netta. I don't want to like act like I just made that up. But yeah.
I know 100% you did not just make that up.
I did not make that up. But yeah, because remember I was telling you that like, hey, I've gained weight, but it's not in the same spots.
No, not at all. And that's another thing.
That is very frustrating, guys, because like, you know, have you been a big woman your whole life? You see things. You're like, okay, if this spot stays the same, then I'm okay.
Yeah.
Guess what? That's what I thought. And it was gaining behind me. Who knew? Who knew that was happening in the back of me?
I hate that.
Like, motherfucker. I mean, I do have a little bit of a bigger butt. Cool. but I really hate these arms and the back boobs. So,
yeah.
And I have been told by my exercise expert at Pop that I really need to do more of the Pilates yoga at least once or twice a week.
Okay.
Because you're doing full body weight and it that what is it? What's the move? The shanashasha? What is that called? I know you
Shavasana?
Know. Yeah, I was like, I know she knows what it
That's
is.
That's the laying down.
Yeah, so the part of us like going from up to laying down.
That's
like when we do downward dog and then she's like.
Yeah, and then you do the plank.
And you do the plank and then you come up.
Yeah, down. And then you do the upward dog or it's not Sphinx.
No, it's something like
whatever.
That. Yeah, like we know you what come up and then you go right into the back into the
downward dog.
Downward dog. She said, that's a really good move because you're using all of your muscles on the sides.
Yep.
And I was like, she's like, so do that, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, okay. And that's one of the reasons why the next day you saw me do yoga. Because I was like, I need to do this.
I did it 2 days in a row. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. My body is still fucking hating me for it.
I was going to ask you, and I know sound dumb, but like, okay, so I did the one by myself.
No questions are dumb.
Oh, that's fair. And then I did the walk the next day. And then I did the yoga with you. And I felt sore in my abs.
I'm still feeling it.
Okay. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
but I also know that while I was doing yoga, like, cause I love yoga with Cassandra because she gives you tips while she's doing it. She's not just telling you the poses.
Yeah.
She's literally saying, like, use all of your core muscles. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lift up and pull in and then do, you know, like she gives you those tips.
And then breathe
that,
here.
Yeah. Cause you're going to breathe out and do this. Yep. You're going to breathe in and do this. Like, I love that.
Me too. I love her.
Yeah.
But it worked.
It does work.
It did work.
So in the second day that you weren't there for, mm-hmm. I did the 30-minute one.
Nice.
Which it just went by so fast. I don't understand what my brain, like my,
we make it harder up in our head.
100%.
We all do it. Yep. Like we act like it's going to be this huge thing. It's going to take hours, hours out of my day. And it's like, no,
40 minutes.
It's like 40 minutes at the most.
Yeah. Yeah. And so. Like literally I went and took Flynn to doggy daycare, came back, did the damn thing. And then I was done. Like it was just so like, I don't know why that block was there for so long. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally went 3 years. And we're not talking about yoga in this episode
but apparently
we want to discuss it.
Yeah. Well, because we just did it. And the fact that, like, I know you guys have the same issues, too, where, like, we have blocks. Mm-hmm. And we don't know why. Mm-hmm. And Kelly took me to the Croc Center and, like, helped my block. And then
I think I'm going to have to do it again.
And then I came out and was, like, came to her house and was, like, we're doing yoga.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what you say. We're doing it. Mm-hmm. And
we did have to do some things beforehand, but we did make it happen.
We made it happen.
Yeah.
We didn't like, oh, it's fine. We can do it later.
We'll
we
do
didn't
it tomorrow. Do that. No. Yeah. And I really enjoyed, like, I found the perfect spot for my mat. Nice. So if I move my, I did a lot of changes in my house over the weekend. So I put up removable wallpaper, which looks so good.
She showed me the photos. They look beautiful.
I can't wait for you to see it in person. Yeah. And it is a mess right now because I'm trying to figure out where decoration's going to go and stuff. But once it's all set and I got the tile for the kitchen and it looks it's so beautiful. Like it's so beautiful in person.
I love it.
And it's not like small. It's bigger. So it's like big pieces. Anyways. So, but if I move, so I'm getting rid of Katie's chair. It just does not fit in the new place.
It
does not. So it's going to go in the storage just in case I need it.
There you go.
But I moved Flynn's bed around the corner on the end of the couch with his toys. And now I have a whole, like, move the coffee table out of the way. And then I have a whole section to do yoga.
There you go.
So I'm very excited because I am actually thinking about how can I make this easier to where I'm going to get up and I'm going to do what I need to do.
Yeah.
Well,
Oh,
no, go ahead.
And say, like, tomorrow, what I'm doing is at noon on Tuesdays, I'm going to the Croc Center to do their yoga.
I'm holding you to that.
Yeah, it's already on the calendar.
Well,
I mean, it's been on the calendar, but you know what I'm
like, I get those notifications three times a day.
She's like, oh, Melanie's burn class, so she's not going to.
That's why I was like, I think I'm going to have to drag her ass back in there.
I know. But no, I'm going to go to their class on tomorrow at noon.
I'm excited to see how you like it.
And, like, Charvel was going to. From Pop. They were going to like schedule something on that time. And I was like,
nope, that's my yoga time.
That's my yoga time. So yeah. I'm going to go to yoga. And then an hour later, then I talked to Stacey, my mental health coach.
Nice.
So
I like it.
So
yeah.
I was like, I can't have, don't put it on there. Cause if you do, then I'm not going to go. You know,
that's true. Cause you'd be like, well, I'll just do it later this week.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Because that's what I did to myself last Tuesday.
Oh.
But that's why I still did it, but I did it at home.
Yeah, which is totally fine.
Yeah, I did a full half hour. Yeah. Half hour of Cassandra.
Good.
Yeah.
I was going to say about the arms and yoga. Mm-hmm. I fully believe in that.
Yeah, because your arms got massively good.
And that kind of spurred me because I got a little like, this is what you were doing, you know, 3 years ago thing. And there was the photo that I go back to every single time. I have this photo of myself that I took in my old living room when I was married to Cody.
Yep.
And I took the photo and I was on my mat and I was doing this.
Oh, yeah.
And my arms were so fucking toned. Mm-hmm. Like,
yep.
It's so toned. And yep. I see that photo and that's what I want again.
You can have it.
It's not going to be like that, though. Like, I was literally 140 pounds. Like, that's not that's going to story. Happen for me. I don't
you
want
will have
to be
good
there.
Arms.
I will least. Have good arms. You'll have good I arms. Will, because I'm going to start working on it. And like you said, yoga is great for your core, mm-hmm. for your legs. Like, everything gets yeah, so toned and you don't even
workout,
feel
guys.
Like it.
I know.
Until you're sore, obviously.
Right? It's always
sucks.
The next day.
Oh, man.
It's not
I
the same
move.
Day.
I couldn't even sit up in bed. By myself.
Oh, that was a problem. I was like,
Zach had
to
like
to
push
me
up.
Like it was
yeah.
weird.
I was like, holy shit. Okay, we did a good workout.
She was going fast too.
She was there. I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
We gotta go up and down, up and down, up and down. Which
well,
it worked.
That's what she said. But you know, up and down up works and down. Very nicely yes. for certain activities. But
I get that activity this weekend. It's gonna be nice.
All right. All right. I hadn't heard about that yet, but I know
oh,
exactly
yeah.
what she's talking about.
I'm gonna go see Terrence this weekend.
Good. I think you should. But yeah, living in a bigger body. Let's transition back in. I think the hardest part for me is the clothes.
Oh, I get really mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they don't fit.
Mm-hmm. I like, have. Yeah. I have probably 10 pairs of jeans mm-hmm. and I wear 3 of them.
Because of the size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
yep.
fair.
And
I
it fucking
really,
sucks.
I only have like 3 or 4 pairs of jeans anyways,
yeah.
just period.
Well, I like a lot of extras.
I know. I've moved all her clothes, guys. Yeah. It was wild.
I have a lot of clothes.
It literally, like, my
whole,
trunk and car of her clothes.
And your front seat.
And my
passenger.
Front seat. That, and this includes her coats, too. But still.
I have a lot of clothes.
It's fucking wild.
I like options.
She
even
loves
though,
options.
I only wear them like once or twice. I like options. And you never know. I might just like it again. I don't
you
know.
You might. That's what I always tell myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, I
might
like
this again. It's just going to be buried for a little bit. And then I'll find it in the back of the closet. And then I'm like, ooh, I forgot I had
right?
this.
We'll be like excited.
Yeah. Well, and I do like coats because it does get cold here.
It does.
So I like to have like a options variety. With coats. And,
yeah.
You know, we travel and shit.
Well, with
so.
The my pant sizes. Like, I didn't, at least I didn't grow out of the pant size.
That's good.
It was just tight.
And it's uncomfortable.
And it's uncomfortable.
I think that's the biggest thing about, like, transitioning back into a bigger body is, like, the uncomfortability.
Yeah, because we work so hard to not be uncomfortable.
Yep. And even though we're not, like, this is the thing that gets me in my brain is, like, we are not where we were when we had surgery. Not even close.
Not even close.
Right. Like, even yeah. at my 60-pound gain. Like,
right.
That's not close no. to where I was.
No.
My brain automatically says, well, that's where you're back at.
Oh, yeah. Like, I see it and I'm like, mm-hmm. in my, like, literally, I was looking at my mirror and I walked by and I was like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Big Mouth?
Yeah.
No, she's fine. No. And I'm like, I have to
yeah,
like,
you're not.
I'm like, I have to double take and then I have to like do a couple like twirls. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm good.
Yeah.
She's not back.
No, we're
no.
not. We're
it's
not
just
there.
In my head. Yeah. It's just up here.
And I know like when we were on our live, we had a lot of questions of like, we had a question of regain or of like, they'd gained back like 10 to 15 pounds,
yes.
I think is what they said.
Yep.
And it's like, stop. Think about it clearly of where you're at. Mm-hmm. Like where you're at is not where you were.
Yeah, and you have to, like, side-by-sides help with that a lot.
What the fuck was that?
No, it was the computer.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Say that again. What you said before that thing going off. Okay, cool. So we're going to... But it's not where you're at. It's
oh, side-by-sides. That's where side-by-sides come into play.
Side-by-sides are huge. I think that makes a really big difference in your brain. I also think that we need to stop, like, and I'm guilty of this, tying all of your worth into what you're weighing. Like, right. Just because you gain 10 pounds back does not mean you are any less worthy than you were 10 pounds ago.
Yeah, fuck no. Like, that number does not define your worth.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. The scale does not define who you are and the hard work that you put in. And I mean, I like a good Oreo. Yeah. I like to go out to dinner and have some, like, massive amounts of mozzarella sticks like I did this weekend. Like,
how many did you have
yet? I have no idea. In my defense, I hadn't eaten.
Like, shaky, where she hasn't eaten.
Shaky, and like the whole room sounded echoey, and kind of like when I had my headphones on.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of how it was. Like, I could barely hear all of you talking.
But you could hear yourself echo.
And I was like, I need to eat. Mm-hmm. And so I just ate, but I didn't like even finish my burger. I took like 2 bites of it. I just filled up on mozzarella sticks. But like, just because you do those things and like say you step on the scale and you've gained, which is highly unlikely, but you gain 5 pounds over the weekend.
Right.
That it doesn't negate all of the work you put in to get to your lowest.
Right. And I want to touch base back on the worth part.
Yes.
And I've done a lot of work on the worth part. So I just want people to know your worth is not tied to any number, whether that's in your bank account, your car, your house, like the scale. Right. Mm-hmm. What your worthiness is how you treat other people and how you treat yourself.
Yeah, I would say the more yourself.
It's those two, because if you can give kindness to others and yourself, you're good.
Yeah.
Like that's a worthy person. That is someone that mm-hmm. is doing good in the world, doing good for others, themselves, and isn't selfish and isn't all these other things. Mm-hmm. Right. So if long as like when the scale goes up, just think about that. Like, have I been nice to myself today? Mm. Have I been nice to others today? What can I do better to make myself feel good? Mm. Like, because when we feel good, we do good things.
Yes.
We're not assholes.
Yeah.
You know? So I think anytime you feel that way, I would just check yourself. Just be like, hold on.
Yeah.
What have I done today? What have I done this week?
Yeah.
You know? And if you haven't, then start doing good things for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, like whether that's you eating healthier or drinking more water or mm-hmm. going on a walk. Like, I just want people to understand that your worth is not tied to any fucking number that this universe has to offer. It's mm-hmm. not about that. It's about how you feel inside and how you treat others.
Yeah.
That's how I firmly believe what worth is.
Yeah.
Like, I could be wrong, but that's.
Well, that I mean, that's your opinion.
That's my opinion.
So it's not wrong if it's like your opinion. That's true. That's your view.
That's my view. Yeah.
On the universe and mm-hmm. that aspect of the universe. I was going to say, for me, I definitely agree with that. I also think that when you jump on the scale and you're seeing 10, 15 pounds, okay, is this a bounce back?
Right.
I think that needs to be the first question you ask yourself. Because I didn't know that,
and I was really mean. Either. Oh, man.
Yeah. And then I think the second thing is, and we talked about this in our presentation with
for the summit.
Hoy Fit mm-hmm. for the summit, was, I don't know why I was having a hard time thinking of Hoy, but. Anyways, okay. So I really feel like that is the moment. Like, if you're looking at that number and you're like, that's not okay. That's not what I want. Right. Right? That becomes then, okay, what data do I have? Mm-hmm. And what is my routine? Because that's kind of where I'm at right now. I don't like the number. Don't like how I'm feeling. I feel like I'm in a bigger body.
Yep.
I'm not dealing with it well. I'm trying all of these things. But it doesn't actually, I haven't ever like sat down and said, okay, this is my routine.
Right.
This is what I'm bringing in. This is what I'm eating at Zach's. This is when I haven't broken it down
yeah.
to where I'm taking this data and I'm saying, okay, But I'm eating three solid meals. Mm-hmm. I'm hitting my protein.
Yep.
I'm hitting my water goal.
There you go.
I'm taking my vitamins.
There you go.
Sleep needs help, but it always does. Mm-hmm. I'm journaling. Like, and like doing this whole process could be through a journal.
Yeah.
We talked about that with Mabel.
We talk about journals. We love journaling, guys. We even found this new app called Eight. It's A-T-E.
Yeah.
And it's where you can track your food and water and everything, but it's not about the tracking part.
It's a journaling.
It's a journaling part of how you felt with those foods, why you chose those foods, things like that. So we're going to be using that more. So look for that. We just found them a couple weeks ago, and we were very excited to know that it matches like our mission about journaling.
Yeah.
Because we noticed that when it's on pen and paper or you can read it, that we wrote it, it means more.
It does mean more than just a thought in your head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I loved the app and I can't wait to use it. The other cool thing is you can add photos. So if you take a photo of your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you can add that in there and then you can go back and see. I just really feel like when you're living in a bigger body again, it takes a huge hit to your self-esteem. It takes a huge hit to where you thought you'd be at.
Oh, it hits my ego.
The ego is a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. It hits my ego.
Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Just be like, you're better than this. What the fuck did you do this?
Yep.
Why did you do this to yourself?
Yep.
I think I actually was crying with you being like, why did I do this to myself? I know better. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, we have all the information.
When that happened. And it was just like, it's so fucking frustrating.
It is.
Because we think we have control to an extent we do, but then like life fucking just lies.
I don't think we have control over it.
Of what?
I don't think we have control over our where we're at. Like, let me explain
this.
I
need more context.
So because I battle how I feel about food all the time.
Yeah.
Right. I'm on a GLP-1. And to an extent, it works, right? I think it finding the right GLP-1 for your system is key. But I also battle my brain of like, you just had two Oreos. You don't deserve two Oreos. You didn't do yoga today. You haven't hit your protein. Why are you eating two Oreos? You're still in a bigger body. So why are you doing that?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
So then.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So when
you're like a
drill
sergeant to yourself.
Oh, yeah. 100% I am.
Okay.
Yeah. And in the brain, it doesn't come out, but in the brain, and it goes even to say we're recording back to back, right? And we run upstairs and we're like, oh, I need something quick to eat.
Yep.
Come back down. So I grab a dive bar and I grab a first form meat stick, right? If I eat that, all of that, I am mean to myself.
Why?
Because it is not a full meal.
Oh.
Because I should be eating a full meal. Kelly, why didn't you prep that full meal yet last
night?
And
then now you're mad at yourself for not prepping it. Damn.
Yeah.
That goes further than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like,
you're even hating on yourself for eating healthy things.
Well, I mean, yeah, because it's not a full meal for me. And I'm like, I'm really trying to get back into eating full meals, not snacking, not doing these things. But my whole point of all of this is I don't have control. Okay. I don't have control over where my brain goes, my weight, what foods I eat. All of these things I have zero control over, even though I know all of the things.
Yeah.
We have been doing this podcast for over 4 years. We have 275 episodes that have dropped.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's where my brain goes when I am back in a bigger body.
Yeah.
Because why? Because like you say, we have control. We think we have control.
Correct.
I think I always thought that way. I was like, I have control over this. I got this. I need to start thinking I have no control over this. I am battling this because I have no control over my thoughts and my food and what I'm doing.
That makes sense.
So what if I flip the script and say, I don't have control over this. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I think that might, because this just popped in, guys. So all of this right here, this
breaking
is like
news.
Breaking news from Kelly's brain. I think I need to flip the script and say, I have no control.
I think that might be helpful for you.
I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. She needs help. No, I'm getting help. I'm getting help through Pop. I'm getting help through Ro. I'm getting help through my therapist. All of these things are helping me.
Yep.
But I think my brain is always like, I got this. I got control. I can, because when you said that, I was like, oh, wait, no, I don't have control. I don't have control at all.
Well, me and Katie talked a lot yesterday about GLP-1s. And then we started talking about how people think they have the willpower. That's not a thing.
I fucking
right. Yeah. We were talking about how we hate that. And people say that they have willpower.
Yeah.
But what we did come to a consistency to is what we feel like it boiled down to. Discipline. There's a discipline in order, because if you watch the people that are like Olympics were right now, right? Mm-hmm. Or the bodybuilders, we know them, like fucking Jarps and all of them.
I'm sorry, I have to stop you for just 1 second. I will let you finish.
I hope so.
I fucking hate the Olympics.
Oh my God.
I fucking hate them. I hate it.
Why?
Because it's stupid. It's just dumb. Okay, finish your sentence. I just had to get that off my chest.
Okay, well, me and Katie like the Olympics.
Because I'm curious on where this is going. So,
but if you watch the professionals,
yes,
the main thing that they all do have, besides having a team, which we always encourage, that's why we talk about Pop and the sleeve dietitians things to go and use, because you do need a fucking team.
You do.
You just do. We all know it. Now, the other key ingredient is discipline, because you watch these people that have to be on these crazy like diets or whatever we want to call them for the thing that they're about to do. Right. So they're swimmers. They there's no way they can have X, Y, and Z in their system. So, and same thing with football players and wrestlers. So it's like, if they have discipline, they're able to discipline themselves to go, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not having that. You have a drink. I'm not drinking for 6 months because I have to do this. So like, that's the part that I know I fight with, because sometimes I have the discipline and sometimes I just don't. And so I know that I get better with certain things like water. I'm great. I'm disciplined in water. You know what I suck at? Protein. And I'm learning every day of how to add it and stack it. And so I really feel like it is a discipline thing with ourselves, because but you can't be like a drill sergeant to yourself either. So there's like this weird balance that these people fucking know that we just don't have. And so it's like, how do we learn that? How do we get that part of us? Because I think if we were more disciplined, then we wouldn't feel so out of control. If that makes sense.
No, I think that that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I love what you're saying, and it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I see you with your control and not control, or your discipline and you're not disciplined.
Yep.
Because like, we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
So there are moments that you are very, very disciplined in.
Yep.
And then there are moments that you're not really disciplined.
Fuck it.
Yep.
Let's go.
I feel like my brain says that when I see Oreos. Fuck it. We're doing this.
That's right, babe. We're doing this thing.
That's the way it is until I eat it. And then it all. Then the brain's like, oh, yeah, no, you weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, all the anger comes
back. Yeah, you were not supposed to eat that. Yeah. And I know I said fuck it, but oh, you suck.
I shouldn't have said fuck it.
Yeah. I don't feel like a lot of us that are in bariatric world, weight loss world, if you've been obese.
Yeah.
And you battle food noise, food brain, whatever we want to call it. I feel like discipline is non-existent.
Yeah.
I really, really do. I feel like I have.
Oh, and that's how we got here.
Lack of discipline. Yeah. Because of that's how we got here.
Yeah.
And then I think when you're in your journey, let's say the first year, it's really satisfying because no matter what you do, that weight is coming off.
Oh, yeah. That number, you're just like, ooh, what is it this week?
Yep.
What is it this
week? Yeah. And like right now I'm seeing all of my, you know, memory stuff from Facebook. And I religiously weighed myself and posted it weekly.
Yep.
So right now I'm seeing like, oh, lost 3 pounds this week. Oh, lost 5 pounds. Oh, this was a really good week. And I'm like, fuck that girl. Fuck that girl. Because seriously, fuck you. That's not how the world works. And I just thought it was going to come off and then it was going to stay off permanently because I had all of this control.
Yeah.
I had all of this discipline. that I was doing, you know, I was getting up, I was doing my yoga, I was drinking my water, I was getting my protein. I was, vitamins were hit or miss because that was before we found ProCare.
Yep.
Sure was. But I was doing the things.
Yep.
And I thought I had.
Oh, yeah. You're like.
So much discipline.
Like, I'm a rock star.
I got this. This is what world, the life is going to be from now on. This is what it's going to be. I'm going to do all these things every single day. I'm going to do it. And then, you know, my whole world imploded. And I didn't have that discipline anymore. So I 100% agree with that. We need to learn how to discipline ourselves.
Yes.
Because we are disciplined as kids.
Yeah.
Our parents make sure that we are disciplined.
Mm-hmm. But that's the deal, is like once you leave the household, who's holding you accountable?
Yourself.
And it should be yourself. But a lot of us don't even hold ourselves accountable. Mm-hmm. That's how we got to where we got. Like, I was eating and drinking anything that was in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I could put away 12 beers in a night, guys. Like, oh. It was, like, nobody's business. And mm-hmm. then we would go to Muchas Gracias and, like, eat our drunk food.
Yep.
And I'm eating nachos at, like, 2-3 in the morning, ooh, you know?
Those are good.
I know. Carne asada. So fucking good.
Carne asada chips, and man. That's where it's at.
We weren't sharing them with anyone, were we?
No.
No, we were eating the whole thing.
We were
so it's like
all of it.
Zero discipline back then. And then now, I know for me, like going through the process, I became very disciplined. I was like, I don't want to mm-hmm. do this to myself. I feel like shit when I do this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel like that anymore.
Yeah.
That's why I don't drink very like often.
Yeah, it's very rare.
Because like we literally do it in social settings. And guys, when we're home, we're not really in social settings.
Because I have all these photos of me with drinks in my hands. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't drink really. Like Cole gave me a little, it's like a margarita can thing that she found and she absolutely loves it.
Right.
She gave it to me when I went up to Portland to visit her mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, I'm going to put it in the fridge and then I'll try it. It is still in the fridge, guys.
Yep.
That was months ago.
Mm-hmm. I still have liquor from last Halloween.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's on the fridge. We tossed most of it.
Yeah.
There's a few bottles left.
Yeah. And like even at Zach's house, like so many of the, because he has a whole bar out back.
Yeah.
So much of it has dust on it because we just don't drink the way we used to.
We're not drinkers.
Because I don't like how it makes me feel.
Exactly. So that's kind of my point, is like we learned it with alcohol.
Yeah.
Now we need to learn it with certain foods that make us feel like shit.
Yep.
Because like not all food makes me feel like shit. Mm-hmm. But if I have too much ice cream, if I have too many Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some Doritos. That's one of the ones I say mm-hmm. fuck it to.
Yeah.
Especially at a barbecue.
Yep.
And I'm like the first one to open the bag.
Because then you get all of the really
big ones.
Well, the big ones, and they have the most like dust on them.
Yeah
that's the best.
You can tell we're fat kids.
We are fat kids at heart.
Yeah, we're like, oh, I want to be the first one to open it.
Yep, exactly.
But it's like there's mm-hmm. certain foods I have discipline over and other things that I don't. So it's just like learning what I can have discipline mm-hmm. over, and then other things that are like, okay, that's why I don't bring cookies in the house. Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
And I was very proud of myself. Aunt Nene made cookies.
Okay.
She put it underneath I'm so happy she did it this way because I was gone. It was when we came back from
Kentucky. It was on the cake plate.
It was on the cake plate.
Yeah.
So she put on the cake plate that has a lid. Didn't touch them.
Because they're not like, you're not having to, like uh-huh. you're not, you'll have to open it.
I'll have to actually physically open it and grab one.
And it makes you, I don't know, like that act for me. Like, even if it's clear plastic cookies, like, in a container from, like, Safeway.
Yep.
The act of opening them makes me feel guilty.
I was about to say, it makes me feel bad.
Okay, so we're in the same spot.
Where I'm like, even if it makes noise, I'm like, oh, someone's going to hear
Somebody's going to hear me. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, who took all the cookies? It wasn't me. It wasn't me, I promise.
Yeah, I didn't do anything, I swear. God. Yeah, because it makes me feel guilty, or, like, even, like, opening a bag of chips makes me feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Even the act of opening my dill pickle cashews.
Why do those make
I don't know because it's not a full meal.
That's okay.
So I take back that I don't know because I do know.
You do know.
It's not a full meal.
So now your brain's stuck on a full meal.
Yeah. But then
it used to just be like protein whenever. Good to go.
Yeah.
Now it's you need full meals.
I need a full meal because I'm not doing my body justice right now.
You're right.
Because I'm not eating full meals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know how to cook. I actually cook very well.
You do.
it's boggles my brain. It's like the block with yoga. Like there's some, and I know where the block is, guys. I know what the block is, what right? Is it? It's fucking Cody, the douchebag. Like, like when we were getting divorced, he made fun of me making crockpot meals. Yes. I have yet to make a crockpot meal since I got divorced.
Yeah, because he said something. So then
because I was like, oh, I'm not a good cook because I cook in a crock pot. You know how many fucking people have so many fucking followers over crock pot meals?
I know. And they love it. And their kids love it. There's nothing wrong with crock pot meals. I know. Meals.
But that.
That motherfucker.
Comment.
I know. It sits.
It sat in my brain. And I know. I just. Yeah. I think it, there's a lot tied to that of like. 100%. What he thought of me, what he said to me when he left of like, that affects me even now. And I fucking hate that because he's such a fucking prick.
Yep.
But it's like, I don't make crockpot meals because I'm, this is how weird it is. Okay. And
I love it. I love it when she gets weird.
Right. So like, I see. Don't make crockpot meals because I don't, I have this block that I'm not a good cook when it comes out of a crockpot meal. Right. I live alone. There's literally nobody else that's nope. eating it. Mm-mm. So what does it fucking matter?
It doesn't.
It's like your numbers. It yep. It's like your numbers on the calendar.
Yep.
It doesn't fucking matter.
At all.
Like,
it's just
nobody goes in your bedroom.
No.
Nobody else is eating that crockpot meal. Mm-hmm. I'm literally like, even Flynn's not having it. Like, literally nobody's eating it. Why is there an issue?
He has rent space.
He has a lot of rent space in my brain over overcooking, over my goal, like over my weight in general. Because you know what? And I haven't really talked about this, but it's been in the back of my brain since like the divorce happened. I really do feel like he didn't believe in me. That I was going to actually keep the weight off.
Yeah.
I really like in the back of my brain.
He's not a good supporter.
Mm-mm.
Like he,
you saw it.
You couldn't tell if he meant it or not.
I don't think he did. I think he said whatever was like appropriate.
Even
in that
when
moment.
He was on the podcast with Eric, that's the first thing Eric noticed.
Yeah.
Was the fact only thing he kept saying that he was happy about was that your health was better.
Yeah.
Because nothing else.
Because then he could leave me.
I know. It's sad.
Like, I mean, ultimately, that's what it boiled down to. But yeah. I don't think he ever actually thought I could do it. I think he would. He thought he was going to divorce me. And I was going to be this broken woman, which yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little broken. I'm a little broken. Okay. I'm getting there. I'm putting some glue back on the spots that I'm broken. Aww. And I'm healing. It's never going to look the same.
Nope.
It might be a little different, like shine on it. But we're working on the super glue on the broken spots. Yeah. But I really do feel like he didn't. Because when you told me that Eric noticed that.
It bothered him. I don't know why it bothered Eric, but it did.
It bothered me.
Yeah.
Like, it's very weird that I feel like he wanted me to have surgery so I would get better and he could leave me. Mm-hmm.
He could clear his own conscience.
Yep. Because he wasn't leaving a technical disabled woman,
yep.
which he still fucking did, asshole.
Yeah, like, no matter what you
yeah.
do. Like,
but I also think that he thought that I was just going to, like, crawl off in a corner and I wasn't going to be able, like, because he didn't believe in the podcast. Mm-mm. He didn't, like, unless it came to money and then he wanted a portion of it. Of but
both of our exes did.
Yeah. And it's like, don't fucking do that. Yeah. No, we will fight you tooth and nail. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up. And my shark of an attorney shut that down real quick.
Real fucking quick.
Real fast. Because
I remember that call. No. I know this is a little sidetracked, but I remember your lawyer calling and you were asking me how much we make and everything. And I was saying it out loud. And then I remember your lawyer be like, no, he's not getting anything. There's nothing really to take.
Yeah, because we were like literally just starting.
Yeah, it was like, I think we're only...
maybe
a year in. I'm yeah. like, so does he want to take $20? Like, I don't. Yeah. After all bills are paid, that's like, we don't get paid. Like, that yeah. wasn't, we weren't getting paid back then.
No, and we were fine with that.
We were totally fine with that. Mm-hmm. We were like, this is what we're doing. Yep. We had like $20 left over. It just sat in the account. Like, it didn't
yeah,
go anywhere.
Here's your 25 cents, sir.
Yeah, it's like, does Eric and Cody want to just split that 20? Each of them get $10?
Yeah,
like,
there you go. You can go buy a Starbucks drink.
Like, and what makes me mad about Eric is he saw Cody do that to you. Mm-hmm. And he was pissed about it. And then he fucking went and did it to
me 2 years
later.
Yeah, because when you get divorced, all logic goes out of your brain.
Yeah.
When you are getting divorced, men, like, I'm sorry if you're a guy listening to this, but I truly feel like men, all logic goes out of the brain.
It's like, nope. They just see dollar signs anywhere they can. Mm-hmm.
Well,
they
dollar wanna... signs or like, I don't want them to take my money.
Oh, yeah. It's mine now. And I want to point out, too, like, people just don't realize things that are said to us can be like affect us for long term.
Yeah, because it's been 3 years since I got divorced.
Yours is 3 years since he said that. Uh-huh. Right. So mine goes back to my arms. I will never be comfortable with my arms because of Eric. You remember this, right? The swimsuit thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was asking Eric which swimsuit I should pick from on this catalog, it was a big lady.
When I'm doing this, I'm getting ready to, like, go find him.
Yeah, because this was literally, like, a Torrid catalog or one of those plus-size women one, right?
So this is when you were bigger.
This is before surgery.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, probably a year or two before surgery. And he goes, I was like, I'm debating between these two. And he goes, do they have any that cover up your arms? And I go, excuse me? And he's like, yeah, your arms. And I was like, well, that would be like a scuba suit. And I'm not going to wear a scuba suit. What are you talking about? And he's like, well, I was just saying it. And I was like, well, do you? And then I started having a complex. Like, do you not like my arms? Are they just too big? Like, does everybody notice my arms? And he just was like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not. And I go, but that's where I'm left with now. Mm-hmm. So now I'm very conscious of my arms.
Yeah, I mean, that was your husband saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
how do we cover up your arms, Mel?
Yeah.
Thanks.
All she makes is crock pot meals.
Yep.
Those comments dictate our thoughts on our life and our journey, even when we don't want them to.
Oh, yeah. Like, especially when we get those comments in a bigger body, those last.
Yep.
They last a lifetime. I'll never forget Eric saying that, like, at all.
I have a question for you.
What's that?
So do you think those thoughts, so let's say you hit your lowest.
Yep.
And then you start gaining, right? You're regaining your weight. Do those comments become more present in your brain after you're back in a bigger body?
So once, yes and no. So it wasn't at first.
Okay.
Until I saw a photo with my arms and I hated it.
And now then, it's present.
Yep. So I just triggered it.
Even though that was probably, what, 10 years ago? Mm-hmm. 11 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it boggles my brain because, like, our brains are very interesting.
Yep.
Our brains do things to protect us.
Yes.
That does not protect us, brain.
Why aren't you protecting us that comment? There's probably more that we just don't remember.
Throw that in the back of my brain of, like, where I hid my keys. That would probably be forefront. Let's throw the crock pot comment to the back.
Seriously.
Like,
seriously.
Or the arm comment to the back. Like, let's do.
Or my favorite one was like, I know we're having a lot more sex now. I hope you don't think it's because you lost a bunch of weight.
I didn't, but now I do.
Yep. I literally said that. I go, I never thought that, but now I do.
Thanks for bringing that to the forefront
of
my brain.
Well, I didn't want you to think that. And I'm like, then why'd you say it? That's something you just keep back in your mind, bro. Or say it to your guy friend.
Yep.
I don't need to hear that one. Because now when we have sex, I'm thinking, oh, the only reason why we're having more sex and better sex is because I'm smaller. So what?
Which I mean, to an extent,
is fair because I can do more.
Yeah.
But also, like, I thought it was fine when I was bigger. I didn't know that there was maybe a problem.
Well, I mean, fucking.
You just don't know.
Cody's ass ate those crock pot meals just fine. When I made him.
Mm-hmm.
He even brought it to his work to share with other people.
Right. And I've seen him be nice about the crock pot meal. So yep. I don't understand.
Yep. Yep. But I mean, you know, all I know how to do is cook in a crock pot, which is highly untrue.
No, you've cooked so many different things outside of a crock pot.
Yeah.
You actually had to learn how to cook in a crock pot.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro. Do you not remember the first maybe 5, 6, 7 years of our marriage where it wasn't crock pot?
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
I just hate that, like, as you transition back into a bigger body, like, all of those thoughts start coming back up.
Oh, yeah. All the feelings. I still remember when I was talking to my brother. This is before both of us had surgery. And I was like, I think I might want to do surgery. And he goes, I remember him saying, oh, yeah, Tara did that. But look how bigger she got.
She didn't get bigger.
Like, after the surgery, I was like, Matt, He goes, well, she has big thighs. I'm like, who doesn't have big thighs, bro? And then now my brother has no fucking room to talk.
Yeah.
Because.
And Tara didn't gain her
no.
weight back.
She did have big thighs. But guess what? Women have thighs.
And
I have big
thighs.
She
was like 400 something pounds.
Yeah. She lost so much weight.
Like, and she carried her weight in her thighs. Mm-hmm.
But because my brother said it, now I'm scared of that. That was why
you're going to have
that. I'm going to be a statistic and I'm going to gain all my weight back. All because of Matt was mm-hmm. judging Tara. And I was like, fuck, that's what he's going to do to me. So between mm-hmm. my brother and my husband, mm-hmm. I felt judged and scared.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, this isn't good.
And those thoughts come back every single time you gain a pound back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, or you like, start noticing your
so
arms
now they're more. All coming back. Because then there's another one that Matt said that he would never date anybody that was fatter than me.
Oh yeah,
I was the marker.
Fucking dick. God.
I was the mark. If they got as big as Mel, nope. That was the line.
Like where, in what world do you, like.
Oh, it's funny because like he didn't remember that. And I told him that, and he felt so bad.
Good. You should feel bad.
And Kelly, his wife at the time, was like, you said that to a teenage girl? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he goes, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I get it, brothers. You know, that's a different dynamic. But it's just like, these things sit with you.
Mm-hmm.
They always do. And it fucking sucks. And especially when it's people really close to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mom saying I was never going to have sex until I was like in my 20s because I was fat. I could never wear jeans because I was fat.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had all like, and these are like important people in my life. And now I get why I felt so judged all the time. Cause I really was
mm-hmm.
From the loved ones.
Yeah.
So why would I think anything different from Joe Smo down the road?
Yeah.
I would like, if my family's judging me, then other people have to be right. That's why I didn't share my story the first 4 years. That's why I never put my face out there that I had surgery. Cause mm-hmm. I just thought, everybody was going to make fun of me for it.
Yeah.
And then you showed me that they don't.
There are people out there.
There's a whole community.
And there's going to be sucky people.
There's always
haters. There's going to be haters. There's going to be fucking dicks that say all sorts of things. But, and that, you know, can happen even when you start regaining. People can be like, oh, well, see?
Yep.
Told ya. Told you she was going to gain it all back.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that we haven't.
No, we don't ever, like, most of us don't gain it all back. We gain some.
Yeah. And I feel like some, like, and you also have to, like, and we've talked about this before, finding your happy weight of, like, 140 wasn't my happy weight.
No.
Like, it wasn't, like, I didn't feel, yes, I felt, like, the best there, but I think that was mainly because I was, like, I'm 140 pounds.
Yeah.
I can fit in size 2 jeans.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
I wear an extra small.
Yep.
Like, I was very excited.
Yep.
Now, looking back, I don't want to be 140. Mm-mm. Like, I don't want to be constantly worried about what I'm eating or putting in my mouth because of I don't want to gain any weight back.
Right.
And we've kind of, you know, talked about this quite a bit. Like, I want to live.
Yeah. The whole point of surgery was to live.
Yeah.
It's not to just like count calories
and
carbs or whatever we're counting at the time. It's not about that. It's actually like us traveling, us meeting new people,
mm-hmm.
being able to go on a ride, being mm-hmm. able to be on a fucking airplane without being uncomfortable.
Yep.
And just
airplanes are just uncomfortable, but just,
yeah, they are. And I would like, okay, I have to side moment on this fucking airplane thing. So because I watched movie, I literally watched a movie every single day of the weekend with friends. And one of them like had the plane ride, right? In the shot. By the way, those are false. They act like there's so much room in the aisle that they can stand there and have a full conversation while people are going by them. I was like, what fucking flight are you on?
Oh, it's probably international. International flights are bigger.
They
like
are
the
bigger.
Planes are bigger.
They are.
So you have like 3 seats in the middle, 2 on each side.
Yeah.
We were on that one.
Mm-hmm. It was a bus.
The travel day
from
hell. It was
an airplane bus.
Yeah. And it was like 4 seats, 5 seats in the middle. And then it had 2 on each side. Yeah. And there was room to walk mm-hmm. around. Why can't all planes be like that?
I know. Like, I was like, this is fucking not cool. Because that's also how I knew I was gaining weight, is my hips were hitting.
Yeah.
The seats.
Yeah. I had to pull the thing out more.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, that's another telltale was like, hey, I didn't know I was regaining that much. But literally when we got into a flight, I was hitting people with my hips and then I was having to do a little bit more on the fucking belt. Mm-hmm. And it just felt so scary. I was
it feels icky.
It does. Mm-hmm. And we fly different airlines. And so I was very annoyed at, was it Alaska or Delta? I flew Delta back from Seattle. Yeah. That's what it was. It was very frustrating because on Alaska and Southwest, I have a good amount of seatbelt left.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Not on Delta. It literally was the end. And I was scared shitless. It wasn't going to buckle.
And you had to get
an extender. And I was going to have to ask for an extender, but I sucked it in, went to the side, and just fucking snapped it.
Yeah.
And it was tight the whole ride. Thank God Seattle is only like a 45-minute flight. Or no, yeah. It was 31 minutes, sorry. And I was like, that was also a shock to the system. Like, Big Mel was like fucking furious.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like, I'm done with my situationship. We're back on track. We're fuck this. Yeah. Like, it was not fun.
Yeah. It's not.
It's not.
It's just, I think going back into a bigger body is just, it feels icky. It makes you mad. You get frustrated. It's just all of those like angry, sadness feelings, all of that goes into it. And it's just like, this fucking sucks.
Yep.
And for me, I go back in my brain and I'm like, why didn't I see this? Mm-hmm. Why didn't I stop doing A, B, and C?
Yep.
Why haven't I been working out? Like all of those questions. And it's like, but then I use those questions to get mad at myself. Instead,
ooh, Kellykins.
Instead of using those questions of like, okay, why didn't I work out?
Yep.
So what was my roadblock from here to working out? Like using those questions is like actual questions and answering them.
Yeah.
Why did I eat all those Oreos? Well, I didn't have enough protein during the day. So then I was starving. And of course the Oreos were front and center. Mm-hmm. So of course I'm going to eat the Oreos.
Yeah. Like I can tell you why I stopped working out now. I know. Mm-hmm. I know why I eat the foods that I eat now, and especially at nighttime. It's literally loneliness. I'm lonely and like not tired, but it's more or less like, I guess it is just lonely. I just want to like talk to someone, but I'm like, no one's here. So I'm going to eat and play on my phone and then I'm going to go to bed.
Yep.
And then I forget. Oh, those, like for me, it's my Hershey's. So I was like, oh, that's going to hit me in a couple days. Because I did learn that from Dr. Eric. What you eat today does not affect for almost like 3 days.
Yep.
So you have, like, for you to see that change, it's going to be a little bit.
Yep.
And then it just starts stacking. Because once he said that, I was like, oh, that makes sense. I'm like, but if I eat like a cheesecake one day, cookies another day, and then I have whatever, a cake, then now it's like just stacking on top of each other.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just going to get a little thicker every time.
Yep. Yep. Because so it will stick around.
It sticks. Yeah.
Until you do something about it.
Yeah.
But I also want to say, so this is something else that just popped into my brain, though. Because of the fact that I said I never want to go back to 140, some people that go back into a bigger body, they may be happy with it.
Yeah.
They may love being like gaining some weight back, right? Yep. Like that's something that could happen.
Well, yeah, because someone could have got down to 140 like you and then gained the 15. And then now you're at what, 165? And they might feel really great there.
Yeah.
Which is like, fine, peace, do it.
Yeah. Find your happy place where you feel the greatest. Mm-hmm. And fight like hell to be there.
Well, and make it a range. We've learned that.
Oh, yeah. Don't just say like 141.
Yeah.
That's my number.
Give yourself like a 5-pound range because our body fluctuates so much. We've learned to like, hey, you can't do just a number because that number will be there one day and then gone the next and then back. It just goes back and forth too much.
And I'm doing 155 to 165. That's my range. I'm going to do 10 pounds.
Okay.
Because then I know like if I weigh myself and I'm at 165, 164. Okay, well, cool. What am I doing differently to get myself to 164?
Yep.
Okay, do I need to up my protein? Do I need to start eating better meals? Like, what am I eating to get me there? Am I working out?
Yep.
Am I, you know, like those, and then you start asking the questions again and actually utilizing those questions and not a mean towards yourself way.
Yeah, because I'm noticing you are real. Like, I know that you're mean to yourself, but you go above and beyond.
Yeah.
Like, you even put something in place to help you, and then you get, then you're mean to yourself too.
Yep.
It's like, that's not good.
I know that's not good.
I'm like, that's not good, Kel.
Yeah. I mean, this is the way my brain works, because for some odd reason, I do not feel worthy unless I am skinny.
Do you know where that's coming from at all?
No. Huh. No.
Who made fun of you when you were a kid?
I mean, Katie did, but yeah. That doesn't really stick with me anymore, because I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I did punch her, so.
There you go.
Yeah, I got my revenge. Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. I don't know why.
You have to work on that with Stacey.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah.
I got Stacey tomorrow, so.
Yeah, I got to make my appointments.
I haven't done her homework. I need to do her homework.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so all of you, I just want to leave you with, yes. Unless Mel has something else to add.
I don't know.
Okay, all right. I want to leave you with, how are you feeling? How do you deal with going back into a bigger body? Are there certain things that we didn't talk about? I want to know all of those things in the comments.
I do too. Put a comment down, whether it's a heart or what you're actually doing, because like, We're all in this together.
We're all struggling, guys.
Yeah. And we all can be really mean to ourselves. And yeah. Sometimes we need to get checked.
Yes, for sure. All right. Well, we love you guys, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Hey, guys. We hope you love the episode just as much as we did. So go over to YouTube, hit subscribe and that little bell, and see our lovely faces every Tuesday.
And we are also available on all social media platforms, and we would love for you to stop by and say hi.
Thank you so much for listening.
See you next Tuesday.